So who is an ethical slut? We are. Many, many others are. Maybe you are too. If you dream of freedom, if you dream of intimacy, both hot and profound, if you dream of an abundance of friends and flirtation and affection, of following your desires and seeing where they take you, then you've already taken the first step. Why we chose this title. From the moment you saw or heard about this book, you probably guessed that some of the terms may not have the meanings you're accustomed to. What kind of people would revel in calling themselves sluts? And why would they insist on being recognized for their ethics? In most of the world, slut is a highly offensive term used to describe a woman whose sexuality is voracious, indiscriminate, and shameful. It's interesting to note that the analogous words stud or player, used to describe a highly sexual man, are often terms of approval and envy. If you ask about a man's morals, you will probably hear about his honesty, loyalty, integrity, and high principles. When you ask about a woman's morals, you are more likely to hear about whom she shares sex with and under what conditions. We have a problem with this. So we are proud to reclaim the word slut as a term of approval, even endearment. To us, a slut is a person of any gender who celebrates sexuality according to the radical proposition that sex is nice and pleasure is good for you. Sluts may choose to have no sex at all, or to get cozy with the Fifth Fleet. They may be heterosexual, homosexual, asexual, or bisexual, radical activists, or peaceful suburbanites. As proud sluts, we believe that sex and sexual love are fundamental forces for good. Activities with the potential to strengthen intimate bonds, enhance lives, open spiritual awareness, even change the world. Furthermore, we believe that every consensual intimate relationship has these potentials and that any erotic pathway, consciously chosen and mindfully followed, can be a positive, creative force in the lives of individuals and their communities. Sluts share their sexuality the way philanthropists share their money, because they have a lot of it to share, because it makes them happy to share, because sharing makes the world a better place. Sluts often find that the more love and sex they give away, the more they have. A loaves and fishes miracle in which greed and generosity go hand in hand to provide more for everybody. Imagine living in sexual abundance. About you. Maybe you dream of maintaining several long-term sexual and intimate relationships. Maybe your dream is of a lot of friendships that may or may not include sex. Maybe the idea of genital sex holds no interest for you, but you still want to form a warm, loving partnership, or two, or three. Maybe you want monogamy, but a kind of monogamy that you and your partner have created according to your own desires, and not the blueprint handed down by the greater culture. Maybe you want to be single, connecting where and how you want, without changing your fundamental independence. Maybe you want to be part of a couple that occasionally shares a bed with a mutually desirable third party, or that takes a planned night away from monogamy every now and then. Maybe you dream of three-way or four-way or orgiastic connections. Maybe you cherish solitude and want to find ways to get your needs met all by yourself with the occasional help of a friend or lover. Or maybe you want to explore different paths, to try a few things to see how they feel, to see how many kinds of relating you can fit into your busy and interesting life. All these possibilities and 100 more are legitimate ways of being an ethical slut. As you read this book, you'll find that some of our ideas will be good fits for the way you want to live, and others will not. Take what you want and leave the rest. As long as you and the people you care about are consenting, growing, and taking good care of yourselves and the people around you, you're doing ethical sluthood right. So don't let someone else's opinions, including ours, tell you otherwise.